Hello and welcome to another sound file in the series on Chauncey Vale Wildlife Sanctuary, located in the southern Midlands of Tasmania. I'm Mike Swinson. This file tells a fascinating story about a bloke who came home from the trenches of World War I, scarred for life. It seems that he spent the rest of his time living life as a swaggy, or certainly wandering the Midlands with his tent, his dogs, and a fetish for jam. Heather Chauncey remembers him well. He was fondly remembered by all, apparently, and was never a problem to anyone. Well, at least that's how the story goes. The place on Chauncey Vale where Jack set up his tent and bush camp is on the main track that runs along the creek, then crosses over the creek and heads north up the hill towards Govey's Lagoon and the lookout. It's a smallish, flat area covered in bush now, just near the creek. Here's Heather to take up the story.
The flat area below us is known as Jack's Flat. And if you look across it, up on the hill, you can see where we've just come from, the secret cave looking down at us, that big opening there. Jack's Flat was called after Jack Gilbert. He was a First World War veteran. He had been through the trenches in Flanders and France during the war. He was a man with a family down in Huon and a small farm, but when he came back from the war, he could not sleep under a roof any longer. A lot of those First World War veterans couldn't. They were affected not only by the artillery barrages, which used to go on for anything up to 36 hours non-stop, a lot of them were deaf as a consequence, but the other thing that happened to many of them was that the trenches used to collapse with a mortar fire and bury the men alive. And those who came back, many of them could not sleep under a roof thereafter. They did not find it was possible to be among people. Sudden noises upset them, and the feeling of something above them. So Jack packed himself a swag. He had a small pension, and he collected himself a pack of beagles, and he walked all over this countryside from Pontville right up to the back of Bothwell, up near the lakes. He would walk back and forth all the year round. He was known throughout the whole district. The beagles were a perfect nuisance. We called the flat after him because he asked permission to camp here for about 4 months on one occasion. But a lot of those men were walking the roads all the way through. This, when we had him up here, was in the 40s and 50s. A bit in the 60s he used to be around, and then after that he was more up through Bothwell way. He lived until the mid-70s, living on, as far as we could discover, bread and jam. After he had camped here, another and I came up with another friend to sort of clean up the campsite, and there was a most enormous mound of jam tins. He used to sort of go down and collect his pension once a fortnight if he happened to be near a pub. Well, he'd go in and get completely drunk. The dogs would guard him. He'd sort of go to sleep in a ditch with the dogs all lined up round him. Nobody ever got near Jack. You had to be fairly careful with the beagles. It was okay if he was there, otherwise not so good. But he was known and throughout the district. It was interesting because nobody worried about Jack being about. Kids could be with him, single women out by themselves in the bush, no problem at all. He was never offensive in any way. He'd come up sometimes to the door and say, you know, can I cut you a load of wood? And you'd give him a lunch. Well, we all had dinner midday, mostly sort of meat and a couple of veg. Take a plateful out to Jack, that was all he wanted. He would do a bit of fencing for people sometimes. He was extremely good as a tree feller. If you had a big dangerous tree, Jack would take it down with an axe. He never used anything else. But it was interesting to have him all around the district, all known throughout the whole area. And I think it's good to try and remember some of those people because there was no rehabilitation for them after that war. They were just expected to go home and live normal lives, which basically was not possible for them, and nobody realised the effect it had had on them. And I think it's nice to be able to remember some of them and to recall that they were around, they were in the districts, they walked and walked and walked. He must have been probably into his 80s by the time he died. If he was old enough to go to the First World War and died in the late 70s, I mean, you know, And he was perfectly healthy right up almost until the time he died.
Can you imagine the demons that Jack and others must have lived with after their time in the trenches of Gallipoli in France, for years on end, surviving when literally millions of others perished? Thankfully, times have changed, but it's a wonderful spot on this track to pause and reflect on just how lucky we all are now.
The last 18 months or so, they did get him to live in a picker's hut right up near the lakes. But until that, he never lived in a house. He had his tent fly and his bluey, and he just walked the roads back and forth, up and down. It was interesting to have these people about, and nobody worried about him. Nobody said, oh, you mustn't have your children near him or anything. No problem at all. I think maybe we overemphasize these things a little bit much. But certainly, you know.
You're remembering yourself.
Oh, yes, I remember, Jack.
Yeah.
And the nuisances damn dogs were, because the dogs, when they came round the house, they wouldn't chase the chickens or anything, but they always rifled all the nests for eggs. Straight for that. There weren't any trouble with our dogs. We always had dogs. But yes, they would raid all the nests for eggs. They weren't all that popular as a consequence. We did worry about him on one occasion. Our father came up round the hill to look down on it to see if he was all right, because he hadn't gone out for some days, and we wondered if he was okay, and called out to him, because he wouldn't go down to the camp with the dogs around unless he gave permission. Beagles are not things that you want to really, you know, have a confrontation with in a pack, or any other pack dog, come to that. But I don't think they would have done a bit of hunting, and they would probably have brought in some stuff for him. But apart from that, as far as we could see, bread and jam was what he'd have done.
It's very easy to follow this track. It's an old access road on and up towards Govey's Lagoon and the Lookout. Along the way, you can see all manner of bush orchids, flowers, and of course, listen to the birds, keeping an eye out for wallabies, blue-tongued lizards, and so on.